I think there's a couple key things that individuals can do, and also recognizing that individuals can play a hugely supportive role to those in their lives who may be experiencing or have experienced domestic violence. One is knowing the warning signs are very key, so being able to distinguish between what healthy conflict is and what are abusive behaviors. Letting folks know in your life that you're there for them, you care for them and their safety, that they're not alone and that you believe them, and providing those words of affirmation and letting them know that they have someone that they can trust is really hugely helpful as well, as it can be a very isolating experience. Another thing, too, is to recognize them as the experts of their own lives and experiences. I think it's so easy for folks to think, you know, why don't they just leave if it's so bad? But recognizing that those who are experiencing domestic violence know what's best for them, and we need to let them know that we are here for them no matter what decisions they choose to make. As well, making choices to prioritize their immediate safety, so asking them what they need to feel safe and supported, providing practical assistance to them, such as driving them to appointments, assistance with childcare where needed, and so forth. Really important, too, is just checking in. This can be really challenging with the pandemic, as folks may be living with abusers, and recognizing that you may have to find more creative ways to check in with folks. I would really encourage folks to check out the Signal for Help campaign from the Canadian Women's Foundation. It's utilizing a hand signal that's being used on video calls for when women are fearful or being abused or are in danger. So that's another kind of creative way to check in with folks as well. And a key thing, too, is just familiarizing yourself with the resources that are available in the community. Individuals can provide a lot of support, such as a listening ear and validating their experiences, but sometimes individuals may be seeking supports that can't be offered through family and friends. And so knowing what type of supports are available to survivors or those who are experiencing domestic violence in their community, such as through Guelph Wellington Women in Crisis, even knowing, you know, our number to call, our crisis line number, familiarizing yourself with what's available can be hugely helpful for folks to be able to have their own options about what supports they may be willing to seek.